It's funny the way that Luke concludes this is different than Matthew. And it just says it. How much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The response would be like, well, I didn't ask for the Holy Spirit. I'd ask for an egg. I asked for a fish. But the greatest gift that the Father can give to us is his very Spirit to dwell within us. This is the very self. How can he give something greater than the gift of his very presence dwelling within us? There's an invitation for us in our identity to start in any form of prayer. We have to identify as the one who does not know, therefore I must ask. I have to identify with the one who doesn't possess and therefore must seek. I have to identify with the one that doesn't have the key to the door and therefore must knock. I've said this before, and I feel like I'm repeating myself. I apologize, but hopefully you weren't listening the first time. So, but in the Greek, it makes it very clear. In the English, we say it more smoothly for our ears. For everyone who asks receives. But in the Greek, it's one word, the asker. We don't identify in that way. Very few times have I ever heard of anyone being referred to as the asker, right? But the way that the Greek presents it, it's a substantive word. It is the one who asks. But it's substantive. It's an identity. The same with the one who seeks. We say it, the one who seeks. But it's the seeker. We've heard that. We use that. We don't use the word knocker very much anymore. It's those old-fashioned door handles and things, or slang for other things. But the point is that the Greek presents the substantive. And for ourselves, we have to humbly identify as one that is not complete in ourselves. I have needs. I have needs to find. I have needs to receive. I have needs for the doors to be opened for me. And an invitation by the Lord for us to identify with our need. Very few times will you find publicly in our culture, in our time, up on people's social media things, speaking of their need, their poverty, their lack. Everything that is presented on social media has been run through the gauntlet. It is the best presentation. It is the best picture. It is the one of this. It is everything of showing how great and wonderful my life is because I present it to the world. Very few times have I ever seen anyone present their poverty on social media, their lack, their need. Because it is not the custom of our culture at this time, it is often difficult for us to be honest with ourselves when we have need, when we have a lack. My brothers and sisters, do not be afraid of your needs, your lack. St. Paul reminds us very clearly when confronted with the Lord about a thorn in his own flesh. Three times he prayed. Three times he persistently knocked at that door, begging for bread for his guest coming. Three times I asked the Lord to remove that thorn from my side, and he said, no, my grace is sufficient for you, Paul. For in your weakness, my power is brought to its telos, to its perfect end, the end for which it exists. God delights, my brothers and sisters, in manifesting his power in our lives. I'm going to say that again. God delights in manifesting his power and strength in our lives. We imagine it as burdensome, as a bother to him. But it is not how he sees it, nor us. Your poverty, your need, your inability does not burden God. But when it is generously offered and presented to him in honesty and truth, he delights in being able to meet us there. I remember when I was in Medjugorje, I saw many people healed of different things, but I also saw people not being healed. And I asked the question of the Lord, my own struggles, my own thorn in my flesh, asking him, like, why, Lord, why aren't you healing this within me? And his answer was simple. You're asking me to take away the only opportunity, the only opening to your heart. And he basically said, you need me in your heart more than you need this wound healed. You're asking me to take away and healing it, the only opportunity I have to truly enter the depths of your heart for the intimacy and the love and the truth that I want to make manifest there in this relationship of life and love. So, are we courageous enough to identify with our poverty? To be joyful in it, as St. Paul encourages us to do? Because we know that there is a good and loving Savior, a loving Father, who desires to be a part of our life in it. Amen.